None but the hungry heart.
1-7.
Life's motivation. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. It takes a good many years of sin and failure in order to see through our own motives. The growing believer finally learns to trust but one source of motivation, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. All of our motives will be tested by fire. Are we seeking personal influence, popularity, reputation, prestige, acceptableness, success? We may think our motives to be perfectly pure, but not until we pass into daily death, death to any or all of the above, and find ourselves despised and rejected of men, our names cast out as evil, and a real hold-up, seemingly, of our work, do we really come to face the true purpose and motive of our having any place in the service of God. The cross, separating us from everything Adamic, both within and without, is a good test of motives. Men of God, who have been truly used by him, have gone this way. Not upon our flesh, whether it be the gross flesh or the refined, soulish, educated flesh, will God allow his Spirit to come. Before there can be life for others, there must be death for us. Before there can be the fire of God, there must be an altar and a sacrifice, and it must be the burnt offering. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1.